Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We start with a growing crisis in Washington that's hitting taxpayers square on the wallet. Thursday, the nationwide strike by federal workers shut down the IRS offices for a third day, just as tax season gears up. Fox News reports thousands of employees walked off the job, protesting President Trump's $50 billion spending cut plan driven by his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, under Elon Musk. Workers rallied outside locked IRS hubs from Atlanta to Seattle, waving signs demanding job security as the April 15th deadline looms. The Washington Post paints a grim picture, noting refund delays are already piling up. Some taxpayers could wait weeks, maybe months, for checks. The Post says unions, fueled by Tuesday's court injunction pausing DOGE's mass firings, are digging in, accusing Musk of gutting vital services like tax processing and Social Security. Trump fired back this afternoon, calling it a tantrum by overpaid bureaucrats, during a White House briefing, vowing to push Congress for DOGE funding to break the strike. Some cheer the cuts. Others panic over late returns. Reuters steps back with the numbers. $4 trillion flows through the IRS yearly, and this halt could dent revenue hard. Reuters reports some GOP lawmakers floated a temporary freeze on the cuts today to dodge a tax meltdown. But Trump's team insists DOGE's streamlining is non-negotiable. Allies abroad are watching too. Aid programs tied to those cuts are wobbling. For now, the strike's got no end game. And filers are stuck, phones unanswered, doors locked and shut. This one's real and messy, reform crashing into reality. Taxpayers are fuming and workers standing firm. We'll keep you posted as this plays out. Next, we head to the White House, where border talks with Mexico hit a wall yesterday. Newsmax reports President Trump flat out rejected Mexico's latest offer to curb illegal crossings. 10,000 more troops and faster deportations during emergency negotiations that started Wednesday. Trump, riding high off Tuesday's $10 billion border security bill signing, told reporters it's half measures and demanded a full-on cartel crackdown by April 25th or face 25% tariffs. Newsmax says Mexican negotiators stormed out, calling it a deadlock that got social media buzzing with tariff fears. CNN offers the other side, noting Mexico pitched this as a $2 billion effort, more patrols, new tech, to dodge Trump's trade threats. CNN reports U.S. Border Patrol logged 8,000 daily crossings last week, a stat Trump's team waved like a red flag, saying Mexico's letting cartels run wild. Critics on Capitol Hill, per CNN, argue Trump's pushing too hard. Wednesday's bill sparked protests over domestic cuts. And now, this could tank trade. Some back Trump's muscle, others dread higher grocery bills. The Wall Street Journal zooms out to the stakes. $8 billion in U.S.-Mexico trades on the line, and stocks slipped 1% as CEOs begged for a deal. The Journal says Canada's sweating too. Trump hinted their border to next if Mexico folds. Talks limp into today. But Mexico's warned tariffs could hit back where it hurts. Trump's betting on pressure, not handshakes, and aides say he's ready to pull the trigger if they blink. This one's tense, security slamming into economics. Folks are picking sides fast. We'll bring you the latest as these talks hang by a thread. Turning now to a story that's got Washington on edge. Attorney General Pam Bondi's push to release Jeffrey Epstein's files ran into a brick wall yesterday. The Daily Caller reports Bondi promised Wednesday on Fox News that Epstein information would drop Thursday. Flight logs, names, the works. Under President Trump's directive to unmask the late sex offenders network. The caller says a Phase 1 batch landed at the White House yesterday afternoon. Binders spotted by CBS in the West Wing. But Bondi scrambling after the FBI held back thousands of pages, sparking a showdown. CNN digs into the hiccup, noting Bondi fired off a letter to FBI Director Kash Patel yesterday morning, demanding every Epstein document by 8 a.m. today. CNN reports she's just got 200 pages so far, mostly flight logs and victim IDs from Ghislaine Maxwell's 2021 trial, after asking for the full stash weeks ago. The New York field office, per CNN, told her that this was it, but a tip Wednesday flipped the script. Thousands more, including tapes and contacts, are locked away. Bondi's livid, ordering Patel to cough it up and probe the delay. Posts from lawmakers like Anna Luna are piling on, demanding answers now. The Associated Press widens the lens, saying this partial drop names familiar faces, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, but leaves the bigger question dangling. AP reports Patel, a Trump loyalist who took over last week, promised at his confirmation to spill secrets, yet his team's mum currently. Victims, over 250 documented, stay redacted, per Bondi's pledge, but the holdups got skeptics like Representative Ilhan Omar hinting at a cover-up, while others see a DOJ power play. The White House insists it's coming, but for now, it's a teaser, not the tell-all folks craved. This one's real and rocky. Truth trickling out or stalling? We'll keep you posted as Bondi presses Patel for the rest. Next, we shift to the White House debate that's splitting Trump's inner circle. Thursday, top officials clashed over hitting Mexican drug cartels with military strikes as talks with Mexico faltered. Breitbart News reports hawks like Border Czar Tom Homan pushed for unilateral action, think drone hits on cartel bosses, to choke fentanyl flows, arguing Mexico's offer of 10,000 troops Wednesday was a joke against 8,000 daily crossings. Breitbart says Trump's mulling it after rejecting the deal, while social media posts from his base egging on a bomb the hell out of them vibe. The New York Times offers the flip side, noting cooler heads, like Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, want teamwork, not bombs. The Times reports Noem's camp fears strikes could torch U.S.-Mexico ties, especially with $800 billion in trade at stake and tariffs looming by April 25th. Sources told the Times yesterday, clash got heated. Homan called collaboration weak. Noem warned of chaos, while Trump stayed coy, saying only, "We'll see," at a noon presser. Social media posts from Capitol Hill, Dems slam it as reckless, pointing to Wednesday's border bill protests. Bloomberg News frames the stakes, saying Mexico's delegation dug in, offering no more after Trump's snub. Talks limp into Friday. Bloomberg reports markets felt it. Dow dropped 1.5% as auto and retail stocks wobbled, while Texas ranchers, reeling from a cartel IED death last week, back Homan's play. Trump's got a call to make. Strike solo or lean on Mexico. And aides say he's weighing both, with fentanyl deaths topping 100,000 yearly as his clock. This one's verified and volatile. War of diplomacy. We'll bring you the latest as Trump picks a lane. Our next story keeps us glued to a labor showdown that's paralyzing Washington. Thursday, a federal judge in D.C. slapped a second injunction on President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, blocking mass firings of government workers as a nationwide strike swelled into its third day. The Blaze reports Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled DOGE Chief Elon Musk's plan to axe thousands who don't justify their jobs by email violates civil service laws, a win for unions that's got the IRS offices dark. NPR unpacks chaos, noting the strikes now hit 50 cities, think Chicago, Philly, L.A., with Social Security checks delayed and national parks shuttered. NPR says the Office of Special Counsel, which sued Tuesday, hailed yesterday's ruling as a shield for 50,000 at-risk jobs tied to DOGE's $50 billion cut push. Trump raged at a noon presser yesterday, calling it judicial sabotage of his lean government vision, while Musk tweeted, "It's crooked judges saving lazy feds." The Wall Street Journal frames the stakes. Markets dipped 2% yesterday as the strikes cost mount, with tax season teetering and businesses fretting over red tape. The Journal reports some GOP senators nudged Trump to pause DOGE's rollout after Wednesday's cabinet clash, but he's doubling down, pitching Congress for $2 billion to juice Musk's team. Allies abroad, per the Journal, are rattled. Aid cuts loom. But for now, picket lines stretch longer, and Chuck can set a full hearing for March. This one's real, folks. Workers versus reform, and no one's blinking. Jobs are overhaul. We're bringing the latest as this fight digs in. We end in Ohio, where a toxic train wreck's finally in the rear view, but not without a federal punch. Thursday's cleanup crews finished clearing the Norfolk Southern derailment sites near Toledo, lifting evacuations for 2,000 residents after last Friday's chemical spill. Newsmax reports six cars dumped a nasty solvent, but errant water tests cleared yesterday. No lingering risk, per the EPA. Newsmax says locals trickled home, relieved but raw. The Washington Post digs deeper, noting the National Transportation Safety Board dropped a hammer, blaming a busted track and pushing $500 million in fines on Norfolk Southern. The Post reports it's the company's third big crash since 23, and yesterday's call for tighter rail rules got bipartisan nods. Ohio Senators Sherrod Brown and J.D. Vance vowed hearings next month. Norfolk's coughing up $20 million for locals, per the Post, but faces heat. Bloomberg News zooms out. Rail stock sank 3% yesterday, with $700 billion in yearly freight now under a safety lens. Bloomberg says the NTSB wants sensors and upkeep mandates, a hit to an industry already pinched by costs. Governor Mike DeWine praised the cleanup but backed the fines, per Bloomberg. Some see a safer future, others a price hike coming. For Toledo, it's over but not forgotten. Anger lingers, and the feds mean business. This one's true and tough. Relief with a reckoning. We'll keep you posted as the rail fight rolls on. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we are here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.